just finished the Yom Tov of Sukkot and the Shmini Atzeres, and we're headed out to a long winter's night. Right, many months where we're not going to have any type of Yom Tov. The next Yom Tov, the Raisa, Pesach, is 6 months away. And even Chanukah is 2 long months away. The question is, what perspective should we have? How can we keep the Yom Tov spirit alive during this somewhat bitter stretch, right? A stretch without a Yom Tov? I think the answer really can be found in a deeper understanding of the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. We all know the famous Maamar Chazal that's quoted in Rashi at the end of Parshas Pinchas, that throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot we bring Shivim Parim, Keneged the Shivim Umos, Keneged the nations of the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Shmini Atzeres to bring a Par Echad, the Ayil Echad, to make a small Suda, Keneged Yisra. And as Rashi quotes, that it's a mashal of a melech, of children. First he gives a mashal of bonim haniftarim me avihem. Children are going on a long journey, and the father says, you know, I'm going to miss you. Make me a suda ktana, we can get together, we can enjoy each other's company before you go off on the long journey. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, koshalai predaschem, it's hard for me to separate from you. We had such a wonderful Yomim Noraim and Sukkot. It's hard to separate. We're going to be away from each other for a while. So he says, akfu yom echad, stay with me just one more day. Make a suda ktana for me. And the Gemara in Sukkah says as well, the Gemara gives a different mashal on daf mem base to a melech that has avodim. Tells the avodim, make me a suda gedol, make me a banquet for many days. And after the long drawn out banquet, he tells his trusted servant, make me a suda ktana. I want you to make me a suda ktana that I can derive benefit, derive pleasure from you. I want to have a close kesher with you, that we should be able to enjoy each other's company in pride. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that he wants us to make a suda ktana. Koshalai predasim, it's hard to separate, so let's make a suda ktana to make the separation easier. At first glance, the Medrash seems very strange. How's the separation going to be easier if we stay for one extra day? Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us to make a suda ktana, and we're going to enjoy each other's company, we're going to be sameach together, and then it's going to be easier to separate. Fakir, it's going to be even more difficult to separate, because now that we realize how close we are, we're going to long for each other, we're going to miss each other so dearly, so then how is it going to be easier to separate? It should be much more difficult to separate. The answer that's given is that the suda ktana that the bana make for the father, that the eved makes for the melech, it concretizes the special relationship that the banim have with the father, that this trusted eved has with the melech. And that relationship, it's that concrete image of that connection that will accompany the banim, that will accompany the father throughout the long time that they will be separated from each other. That even if physically they're not going to be connected with each other, there could be a long distance between the two of them, but the father will never forget his children, and the children will never forget the father, because they have that image of the suda ktana that's alive in their minds. The eved, the trusted eved, will never forget the melech, and the melech is not going to forget him, because they enjoy that suda ktana together. And that suda ktana keeps that love alive, it keeps it fresh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov without any mitzvahs, any special mitzvahs. There's no Dalet Minim anymore, there's no sukkah. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just the Simcha Lifnei Hashem. But the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Ches says, V'hoyisa ach sameach l'rabos leila yom tov achron l'simcha. But there's a special ribui to teach me that the night of Shmini Atzeres has a din of Simchas Yom Tov. I would have had a havamina, maybe it doesn't have a din of Simchas Yom Tov. Kamashmal, and it does. The Gaon points out that it's a little bit strange. V'hoyisa ach sameach. Ach is always a miut. It comes to take away. And here it's marbe simcha b'leila yom tov achron. How can it be marbe? So he says the pshat is that all the other mitzvahs are removed from Shmini Atzeres. The dalid minim and the sukkah and the sechamayim, all the other mitzvahs hayom, the mitzvahs of yom tov, are not there. That's what it means. We're marbe the simcha for the last night. That's the only mitzvah that remains from Sukkot. So it's a strange ribui. It's a ribui through a miut, through the fact that everything else is Nismai, that's the ribui that tells me the simcha of Shmini Atzeres. The simcha of Shmini Atzeres is a simcha b'Hashem. That's what it's all about. And that's why Shmini Atzeres is linked to Simchas Torah. Because we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, on the Pasuk Nogila V'nismach HaBach, the Pasuk is referring to Shmini Atzeres. Bach B'shuascha, Bach B'torascha. That we say, Nogila V'nismach HaBach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be Sameach with you. With you, we don't need the mitzvahs now. We have the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are very important. They're very important vehicles to connect with you. But on this Yom Tov, we don't need you. We realize now that the Iker Simcha is just a Simcha with you, when the two of us have a close connection. That's what you want from us, and that's what we want from you. Bach b'shuascha, bach b'torascha. The ultimate connection, Yisrael, Araisa, v'kutcha b'richu, chad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has placed his essence in the Torah. The ultimate connection we can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Talmud Torah. It's by learning Torah, by connecting ourselves with Torah. And that's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. It's Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah all together. To feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness, to feel our connection to Him. And to realize that ultimately we never have to separate from Him. Yom Tov season might be over, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. He's always there in the essence of Torah. The more we connect to the Torah, the more we can connect with Him. And that's the real message of Shmini Atzeres, that you never have to separate. There's no need to ever say goodbye. You can take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you throughout a long winter. And there's no need to say goodbye, because He's always there with you. As long as you keep that connection, as long as you keep the feeling of Simcha Lifnei Hashem, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is right there on the side. We should haka bizochem, to keep the spirit of Yom Tov alive within us. We should realize that we never have to say goodbye. We're not on our own just because the Yom Tov season is over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there next to us. It's through the Talmud Torah, through the Shmiras HaMitzvahs that we're involved in, that we can keep our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu alive and fresh each and every day of the year.